And we are live. All right, welcome back and thank you for letting me have your ear once again. Hopefully when this message finds you, you're in good health, good spirits, you're pushing forward through the day, you're enjoying life on your terms, and you are fulfilled. And if you aren't fulfilled, you are working towards fulfillment. And with that, I just wanted to bend your ear this Friday morning. It's already 4 weeks into the new year, and I just had this question for you that came to mind as I was working and my thoughts going through my head this morning during my workout. And I'm getting after it, and I'm thinking, like, what are you waiting for? And this is me speaking to myself in that moment. You know, what are you waiting for? When all the things that you know you need to get done, that you know you need to do, why do you continue to procrastinate? Why do you continue to put it off another day? Why do you continue to say, I'll get to it starting Monday? We're already 4 weeks in the year, and I posed that question to myself, and now I pose it to you. And if you are still finding yourself in a rut, if you're still tippy-toeing, if you're still not committed to the process of doing whatever it is that you need to do, that question of what are you waiting for hopefully resonates with you. Now, you need to be truthful and answer that question. I understand that. Just like I have to answer that same question about myself or to myself when I'm feeling moments of just lack of energy and motion and purpose. But like I said previously, not every day is going to be perfect. Not every day you're going to want to do it. Not every day is going to feel right to do it. But the truth is if you don't do it, you create stagnant or no motion in your journey. Or you grow stagnant, I should say. And I don't want you to grow stagnant. I don't want to grow stagnant. I don't want to get complacent. I don't want to put it off another day. I want to do it today. And I want to throw that your way because I want you to do the same. If this hits you in the right moment. If this hits you where it needs to hit you in your heart, whatever it is that you want to do for yourself, what are you waiting for? You may not be able to have another opportunity. So quit putting it off, quit procrastinating, quit thinking about starting next week, and start doing what you know you need to do today. The plan doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to start the plan and let everything else unfold. And then you adjust, you adapt, you improvise as you move forward. And then guess what? You're just creating this energy, this consistent energy as you push forward every single day. Remember, some action is better than no action, all right? A perfect plan with no action is irrelevant. Doesn't mean anything, no value whatsoever. An imperfect plan with lots of action has a lot more value because you're going to figure it out as you go. Now, I get it. Sometimes you need to have an idea of what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be traveling towards. I got that. But sometimes if you're somebody that just overthinks everything, if you think that everything, the stars and the moon have to be aligned in order for you to take action, you're going to find yourself in a place of complacency, a place of frustration, a place of uncertainty. And next thing you know, we're going to be 2 months into the year, 3 months. Then it's going to be 6 months. And then next thing you know, we're going to be at the end of the year and you're going to be saying, man, I'm going to get after it again starting in January. And so if that's you, I want you to break that cycle. You take that and you break that cycle by asking that question about yourself, what are you waiting for? And if you're not in that cycle and if you're pushing forward, great, keep going. Continue to push forward. And if you feel you start getting stagnant or if you feel like you're getting complacent, maybe pose that question your way next time you're in the gym, next time you're out and about hiking, running, swimming, biking, again, doing whatever you want, whatever gets your mind flowing. And I'll leave you with that because I want the best for you and I want you to keep pushing forward. And my purpose, my passion is to help you push forward if that's what you want from me. So with that, take care, stay in the trenches, stay in the fight, keep pushing forward. Do not give up, and I will see you back soon. Take care.